on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Education says the head of department will make a decision soon on a teacher at a Westville school accused of sending explicit messages to his grade 7 pupil. The department's Muzima Hlampi has confirmed the educator was previously removed from another school on similar allegations of grooming.
We are taking this matter in a very serious light. We have since made recommendations to the head of department with the findings.
It's understood the 12-year-old girl's mother raised the alarm after noticing a change in her daughter's behaviour. She later discovered messages on her phone. Authorities at Pitlochry Primary School says it began taking action when the matter was brought to their attention. On Tuesday morning, parents stood outside the school's locked gates, demanding the man's immediate suspension. And this parent, Sundip Siban, says he hopes the department will act speedily.
Considering that this is probably one of the worst crimes or the worst things that could happen to a child, it's frightening as a parent to hear that this is what's going on under our noses. This is the last thing in the world that you want to hear as a parent. It's terrifying, but I'm also glad that we have a good show here of parents who are like-minded, and we are definitely determined to do something about it today.
Local councillor Alicia Ramkusun met with the principal and reported back to parents.
The timetable was adjusted by the deputy head, and the teacher was removed to the admin block to not have contact with the children until the process of investigation was complete. We all have to agree that the rule of law has to prevail. So he was removed according to the information I've heard.
Veteran ANC member Jeff Radebe has told the Pietermaritzburg High Court that the apartheid government considered Albert Luthuli a danger to the state.
His overriding influence amongst the people across the colour line, his international prestige, including being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize and the imminent start of the war in Zimbabwe by both the ANC and ZAPU, was the final straw that made the apartheid regime to take the decision to end his life.
Radebe detailed to the reopened inquest into Luthuli's death how the mass protests over past laws and the passing of the Organisations Act led to the formation of the ANC's military wing, Umkhonto weSizwe. He says closer to Luthuli's death, the ANC and the Zimbabwe African People's Union formed an alliance.
Few members of Umkhonto weSizwe deserted the camps. It is mainly for this reason of desertion that both the Rhodesian Army and the South African Defense Forces got wind of the imminent infiltration of the military cadres. A week before Deputy President Tambo and James Chikarema, the Vice President of ZAPU, made that military command call, the apartheid regime assassinated President Luthuli in Grantville.
And a Thai court has cleared a former national police chief of evidence tampering over a fatal 2012 hit-and-run case involving an heir to the Red Bull fortune. The court in Bangkok found two others guilty of violating anti-corruption laws for dropping charges against Borayuth Yudhvia. He allegedly hit and killed a police officer with his Ferrari before fleeing the scene. Durban and Richards Bay 21 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 16.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Inform Villa looking for a sixth consecutive Premier League win tonight when they take on Manchester City. Scott Parker's guided Burnley back to the Premier League next season, a third club that he's gained promotion with. And Aidan Markram dismissed for 52 as the Lucknow Supergiants are 110 for 4 after 14 overs.